And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with our Pottawatomie County guest today, Commissioner Dee McKee and County Planner Stephen Metzger, joining us here this hour as we get some updates on things going on around the county. Of course, we mentioned the those meetings over solar farm regulations. Again, we'll go over the times real quick. March 3rd, March 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. The March 3rd meeting is going to be at Ironclad in Wamego, and the March 10th meeting at the Perry Armory in St. Mary's. And come and go, then you encourage people to come out and share their thoughts.
Please, yep. And if you, again, if you don't want to do it in person or you just don't want to leave your house, which I definitely get, you can do it all online as well. So, yeah, any option should be available to you.
All right, very good. A lot of stuff going on in Pottawatomie County, especially on this side of the county. Dee, there's a lot of construction, as we know, happening on Green Valley Road. Traffic has been a little bit of a nightmare getting into Manhattan, both at Green Valley Road and on Highway 24. It's down to one lane, I think, just east of that intersection. But improvements are being made, but it is a slow go, isn't it?
It certainly is. And sometimes the weather has affected it. Some of it has just been delays in bidding and stuff that have walked through it. I think we have a finished deadline, but right now I get a lot of calls. People think that we can locally fix it, and when it's on a U.S. 24 highway, it is under the jurisdiction of KDOT. Even alternate routes and emergency exits and so on are up to them pretty much to decide. I've taken suggestions from citizens and emailed them to the regional engineers, and they're probably tired of talking to us, but trying to make it them see what challenges have been created by the actions that they've taken. And I just encourage everybody to be gracious and take care of each other, because it's not going to be finished. There'll be similar problems for at least 2 or 3 years more trying to get the balance of things in place. There'll be just to the west of the Blue River Road, they're going to be continuing to work on the city garages, and it's a $14,000 facility they're putting down there. By the way, they ought to put solar panels on top of the parking garages that they're making so that they could run the facility as a city operation. Just a thought. But they're going to be putting a stop sign in there and widening that road. So when that starts, that will be another thing. Just about, it's going to be a quarter mile from the turnoff on McCall Road and 24, and cars coming from both of those directions will be narrowed, as well as the ones eventually an alternate from the east. So it needs work, but it certainly does try men's souls and some women's as well.
Well, and the improvements on Green Valley Road, I know that it's been a long project here, but explain what's going on there. Are they widening that to an extra lane, or what's going on Green Valley specifically?
It will be widened, that extra lane, and on the east side, after they get done with that, they'll put in a Safe Walks to School sidewalk past the Flint Hills Christian School, and then it will jog onto the west side and be a walk bridge across that two-lane bridge that goes across Green Valley and Elk Creek. Elk Creek goes across Elk Creek. And at that time, we'll be down to probably one lane again with all the traffic that needs to get to the school going back and forth with no good alternate route. So that's a complication that was caused by the federal government wanting us to pay Davis-Bacon rates for the entire project, which was designed together. And in order to get past that $1 million increase, we pulled that bridge back out. It was the only federal part of that program. And I tried to get the senators to get us back out of there because it was designed and ready to bid. And they would not make that change when I asked for a letter that said, we're not going to give you an exemption. About 3 weeks later, when we were out to bid, they said, well, you don't have to do it. But by that time, we had separated the projects to save the $1 million. And that's the way these projects go, is we're playing with many levels of people who have authority, and sometimes their perspective. As I said to the senator's office, there's no city in our county that's more than 5,000. How come we have to pay as much as Kansas City to do this project? And it took a while for them to see the error of their ways. But by that time, it had already been modified because we couldn't afford that little boost for the fun of it. Anyway, that's how these projects go. You think you've got control, and then all of a sudden it changes. But the sidewalk will go along the east side next, and then They're going to do some blacktopping. I voted against that, not because I didn't want them to do the blacktopping, but what I wanted them to do was the road east is going to be slanted further away from the bridge. And I thought they should do all of that at once, so we were done with it in one miserable stretch. 2-1, that didn't happen, so we're going to do some partial stuff on that in the interim.
Gotcha.
It isn't efficient, but in my opinion, which is only mine, but I wish we'd get it done so people could continue to get to work without ever having to go through construction all the time. That's not the case right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We have another caller here standing by with a comment or a question, so we'll get to him next. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Your sun is always shining except today at K-Man, not because of your guests, because of the snow. Anyway, I have a couple comments to make. Dee just brought up a thing. People need to have perspective. What if the commission at the time they wanted to put Jeffrey in said, no, we don't want any Jeffrey Energy Center? Oh, no, no. Well, what will the next thing be? We don't want you to raise corn because there's too much silage from corn. We don't want you to raise wheat because there's too much dust in the area. Now we have a chance to do this wind thing, which is to the future. Did I get cut off?
No, you're still there.
Okay, well, somebody's trying to call me. Okay. All right. To the future is going to be the wind. It's going to be solar. So let's look ahead. If we would get five commissioners up there like they're talking about, and they would all kind of listen to Dee, and I think we could make some progress. It's because everybody has an opinion, and when the opinions come up, it seems like when it's all said and done, it's all said and done. There's more said than done. So let's get cool heads. Listen to Dee. She's been a commissioner before in another county. She's a smart lady. She's a business person. Let's look ahead. You're all doing a good job, especially at K-Man.
Well, thank you. Compliments are always nice. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well,
One of the things he says that I would remark on is we must be careful because I mentioned losing the 40% of the valuation will put all of those taxes eventually onto the residences and farm ground in this county. And we talk about this at the meetings that we have at the state about citizens who are, it's called NIMBY, not in my backyard, or cave people, citizens against virtually everything. If you do not own the ground, you do not necessarily have control over what ought to go there. And if a farmer is about to retire and can make twice his income by having wind or solar, he at least ought to have a chance to see how that looks and what that means to his operation. There is, in lieu of taxes that we have not defined, that wouldn't be defined until solar, or I don't think we're talking wind right now, but a solar plant came in, and in lieu of taxes would be money that benefits the entire community, depending on where it's assigned. That tax benefit is part of what everybody's looking at. And when you get to the other side of not doing it, it's very hard to recoup evaluation support like that without having been ahead of the curve. So.
Yeah,
it's why we're talking about it.
I think we talked last time I was here about that. You know, that really is the central debate that I think the Planning Commission has had is, you know, individual property rights, letting them take advantage of their land as they see fit versus the property rights of their neighbors to, you know, enjoy their land as they see fit. And that's been a very central point of discussion during this whole conversation. And I don't know that we're going to solve that particularly thorny issue, but that has been central to this topic for sure.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from Dee McKee and Stephen Metzger as our In Focus program continues on News Radio KMAN.